Voters on Tuesday approved both proposals dealing with Adirondack land swaps. Both needed statewide approval because they affected the Forever Wild clause of the state constitution. Prop 5 was the most controversial. It allows Nyco Minerals in Lewis to expand its wollastonite mine onto 200 acres of forest preserve land in exchange for 1,500 acres of forest land. When mining operations are completed, the 200 acres will be reclaimed and returned to the forest preserve. Voters approved the plan, even though the idea split environmental groups. Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth was among those in support.
The estimate of the amount of excavation is about 50 acres, and we felt that the ratio of adding 1,500 acres, including parcels that have trout streams, including parcels that provide additional access for the public, was a very good deal for the forest preserve as a whole.
Adirondack Wild Friends of the Forest partner Dan Plumley says the Nyco land swap, known as Lot 8, sets a dangerous precedent for the Adirondacks.
However, the sheer closeness of the vote, the fact that well over a million New Yorkers across New York State came out to vote no, to stand with us on principle that forever wild truly should mean forever, and that we don't take wilderness lands out to see them destroyed by a mining company for private gain. That was a major victory.
Plumley notes that passage of Prop 5 merely begins a process, and they will leave all options open to protect the wild resources of Lot 8.
The legislature must pass implementing legislation to effect the swap, and then once a land swap is actually concluded, Nyco Minerals will need Adirondack Park Agency and DEZ permits to do that, and they will be some of the most controversial permits ever undertaken before those agencies. So we will be overseeing those procedures very carefully.
Also passing Tuesday was the Township 40 proposal, which will allow New York State and 216 landowners in the Hamilton County hamlet of Racket Lake to clear disputed property titles. The state will release claim to the properties in return for undeveloped Adirondack lands. The Adirondack Mountain Club's Neil Woodworth says this is an opportunity to resolve a long-standing issue while benefiting the forest preserve.
People who looked into the matter, as I did, quickly realized that legally the courts were going to be nearly powerless to help because of bad records, missing records, incorrectly filled out records. It would have been a legal nightmare. So this constitutional amendment, in effect, cleared through all of that legal mire and gave private landowners who've been paying taxes and using those properties an opportunity to get full title, yet pay into a fund so that New York State and the people of New York State would get a valuable forest preserve parcel, the Marion River Carry, in exchange.
Hamilton County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Farber says both Prop 4 and 5 were extremely important to the Adirondacks, because they sustain jobs and enhance wilderness areas.
I think we got a solution at the end of the day that was good for local government. And I think when you look at the proposals in both instances, the addition of the Marion River Carry, the addition of 1,500 acres to the J Mountain Wilderness, these are good things for the forest preserve and they're good things for the community. If this truly is a great experiment that was designed to be public and private, that was designed to have successful communities backed up and supported by Forest Preserve as a recreational area, it seems to me that Tuesday was truly a good day for the Adirondacks.
Prop 4 to clear disputed titles passed 72.6% to 27.4%. The Nyco land swap passed 53 to 47%. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.